com.
BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution calling for international investigators to be given safe and unrestricted access to the site where the downed Malaysian airliner crashed in eastern Ukraine. Russia, which could have vetoed the resolution because of misgivings about its wording, did eventually vote in favour, avoiding an international outcry. The US ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, said Russia could have done more at an earlier stage to secure the crash site.
If Russia genuinely believed that Ukraine was involved in the shootdown of Flight 17, surely President Putin would have told the separatists, many of whose leaders are from Russia, to guard the evidence at all costs, to maintain a forensically pure, hermetically sealed crime scene. We welcome Russia's support for today's resolution, but no resolution would have been necessary had Russia used its leverage with the separatists on Thursday, getting them to lay down their arms and leave the site to international experts.
A train carrying most of the 298 victims is heading to the city of Kharkiv, where the remains will be handed over to Dutch authorities. The Malaysian Prime Minister, Najib Razak, said the black boxes from the crashed plane would be handed over to Malaysian authorities in Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine continue to dispute what led to the downing of the Malaysian plane. In response to Ukrainian accusations that it was shot down with an anti-aircraft missile supplied by Russia, Moscow has denied that it's armed pro-Russia separatists in eastern Ukraine with surface-to-air missiles or any other weapons. Danny Eberhard reports.
At a briefing in Moscow, Russian Defense Ministry officials showed radar images, saying Russia's air traffic control had detected a Ukrainian warplane flying within 3 to 5 kilometres of the Malaysian airliner before it crashed. Without levelling a direct accusation, a Russian official said such fighter planes were usually armed with air-to-air missiles that could bring down other aircraft at that range. The Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko, called such allegations irresponsible and false.
Israeli forces have shelled a hospital in Gaza City, killing 5 people and wounding at least 70 others, including many medical staff. Yoland now reports from Gaza.
Doctors say that several Israeli tank shells hit Al-Aqsa Hospital in the town of Deir al-Balah. The reception area, intensive care units and operating theatres were hit. Appeals have been made to the Red Cross to help evacuate patients from the building. Israel had told residents of neighbouring areas to head to Deir al-Balah for their own safety as its ground offensive continues to target neighbourhoods to the east of Gaza City for a second day. Fighting has shown no sign of abating as diplomatic efforts to secure a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants continue.
Diplomatic efforts to broker a truce in Gaza have intensified, with the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon meeting the American Secretary of State John Kerry in Cairo. Mr. Ban has again called for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire. BBC News. The Global Islamic Group, the Organisation of Islamic Conference, has condemned the treatment of Christians by ISIS in the Iraqi city of Mosul as an intolerable crime. The head of the OIC, Ayad Madani, said the forced displacement of Christians from the city showed that the jihadist group had nothing to do with Islam and its principles of tolerance and coexistence. British police have begun a criminal investigation into alleged fraud in the City of London's foreign exchange market. Traders are alleged to have colluded with to manipulate exchange rates in a business that involves trades worth trillions of dollars every day. The BBC's financial correspondent Simon Gompertz reports.
The City of London and other major financial centres have been awash with allegations about traders colluding to manipulate exchange rates, using internet chat rooms to share information. The US Department of Justice has already launched a criminal investigation. In the UK, the Serious Fraud Office has issued a brief statement confirming that it too is investigating fraud in the foreign exchange market, though there are no precise details about the allegations or the individuals. The repercussions of any wrongdoing could be very significant, particularly in London, which is the world's foreign exchange hub.
The governor of Texas, Rick Perry, has said he will deploy up to 1,000 National Guard troops on the state's border with Mexico. Mr. Perry said the troops were needed to fight an increase in the numbers of unaccompanied children, mostly from Central America, trying to cross the border. Between October and the end of June, the numbers of unaccompanied children caught at the border more than doubled to 57,000. The government of Ivory Coast has launched a system to improve transparency in the diamond trade following the lifting of a United Nations embargo in April. Efforts will also be made to improve conditions and pay for diamond miners who often lose out to middlemen. The Ivorian Minister of Mines said now was the time for development diamonds, not blood diamonds, a term used to describe the way diamonds help to fund conflict. BBC News.